Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILF.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. Guy who wanted to talk with you, Tom.
Rico. I mean, we go at it heavy in the summertime. I can't imagine what he's going to deliver me to today in terms of punches on this Michigan State thing that occurred last Saturday.
You know, he hadn't heard from you, and he figured
well,
you
not going to hear from
you.
Me.
Were trying to find Will Campbell on the side of a milk carton. Let's bring in Rico Beard from Fox 2 in Detroit. Hello, Rico.
Hey, guys. Good morning. And Tom, by the way, there was a Will Campbell sighting.
Oh, there was.
There was a Will Campbell sighting. Jack and I took a photograph so you could actually see what he looks like on the field.
Yeah, I don't know who to blame it. I guess he just didn't bring it in the off season, getting himself prepared to compete at a high level. He didn't have a high motor, and that's why he's not playing. But boy, no, there was a big time recruit that Michigan got that it just hasn't panned out yet, has it?
No, it hasn't. Either that, or that all that chocolate milk that Barwis has him drinking. Yeah, he's dipping that milk Oreos in that milk.
I am really glad you brought that name up. Because with all the consternation about Rich Rodriguez, how much are they paying Mike Barwis? Remember when he got this job and going to elevate strength and conditioning to a new level?
No, I don't think that's the problem. It's necessarily. They're just
but this
not...
hasn't worked any better than the 60 hours a week of practice.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Do you see how involved he is, though? I mean, in warm-ups, you ever walk?
He ought to be more involved with the defense. I mean, maybe they tackle somebody.
He has got to be the most overrated strength and conditioning coach. The fact that we all know his name, but you couldn't name any offensive or defensive coordinator for Michigan is kind of telling.
Well, it's because he's a unique guy, and you heard all the stories that had heading into the when Rich Rod got hired on. You're right. I mean, I couldn't name a strength and conditioning coach. I know Ken Manny at Michigan State. Is he still there? Is he still the guy?
Yeah.
That's just his local. Okay. And I know who those guys are, but I can't name any other Big Ten school or the other SECs or anything like that. It's not that, they're not household names, if you will.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Hey, Rico, I got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
All right. What do these schools have in common? Michigan State, Illinois, Northwestern, Iowa, Penn State, Purdue, and Ohio State. Michigan State, Iowa, Illinois, Northwestern, Penn State, Purdue, and Ohio State.
Those would be all schools who defeated Rich Rodriguez?
Those are all schools that have never lost to Rich Rodriguez.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
The fun fact that someone told me was that D'Antonio has just as many Big Ten wins at the Big House as Rich Rodriguez.
Hey, and a lot fewer losses.
And you know what? Yeah, that's a good one, too. You know what, Rico? I mean, you know what you love to talk about? You're the typical Sparty. You love talking more about Michigan demise than you are Sparty euphoria, don't you?
No. As a matter of fact, that game is just a regular old game to us now. It's just a regular old game.
You know what?
No big deal.
I'd pay probably $500 for Illinois to beat Michigan State today.
So, and like a typical Wolverine fan, you just root against for the team that plays Michigan State.
But I'm atypical because I admit it. Most Michigan fans would not admit
it. That's true.
I come clean.
That's true.
I've been coming clean all my life. I don't like your school, Rico.
You're right. You are true. You just absolutely despise us, and that's fine. You know what? Last week showed, as I tried to tell everybody, that you cannot win in the Big Ten with a 120th ranked or 102nd ranked defense.
And it wasn't just. I mean, the linebacking core. There's still the over pursuance. I mean, all of a sudden you see parts and boom. I mean, I probably do this way too much. Go back to 3-4 decades before.
Right.
But in the Bo era, big plays didn't you kept the play in front of you. I've never seen, and this goes back to Lloyd's last year, I've never seen so many big plays against Michigan in the last 4 years. It's taken place.
I think you're going to see more big plays against that defense in years to come just because the Rodriguez focus on bringing in new players is he focuses pretty much on offensive players. Doesn't really bring in a lot of defensive players, and when he has, they've been misses, and they've either, you know, gone the route of Will Campbell and Kenny Demons, or right. they just flat out leave the team. I mean,
yeah,
they've had,
right.
you know, seven defensive players leave the team this year, wow. and that's not including Troy Wolfolk.
Yeah, with that being said, now getting D. Hart out of Orlando, they got the Steve Slayton now. The philosophy of Rich Rod is here next year. Just score points.
I love
just
this.
Score
they're
points.
Looking at some high school
but
kid,
again,
and they're saying, this
oh,
is going to be the answer.
You talk about
this is going to be the answer. They got
here,
a high school running back, which
talk,
is really going to help
talk
the defense.
About college
they're
going to
give up 580 yards a game, and they get
you
some high school running back.
Out of corners of your mouth.
Michigan State doesn't need recruits
okay,
in basketball.
Okay, let's listen
to
the guests.
They've got
listen
enough
to the guests.
Already.
Scott's telling us, listen to the guests. Go ahead, guys.
No. I'm just saying, that's the. It's great that you guys picked up D. Hart, and D. Hart is going to be a fine running back for Michigan, but that once again shows me the point of emphasis.
You know what? I want to see if he's any better than Sam McGuffey.
I was agreeing
with you,
Rico.
Sam McGuffey? You get another Smurf from the South. Let's see.
No, this ain't no Sam McGuffey.
How do you know that?
You know what?
I've seen video clips.
Oh, you saw the Sam McGuffey YouTube video. You were all over
that. Oh, I saw a guy hurling.
You thought he was fantastic.
I said he was a gimmick guy. I said he hurled it. You go back to the tapes. Yeah, Scott, go get back to the tapes 2 years ago. You're talking out here, you know what.
Here's the funny thing about this. That Michigan people are just cracking me up. Every year, this person is the next, and forget about what we said last year.
Yeah. Quit saying these Michigan people. You sounded like Jack.
Let the RCA be with you. That's all we
heard. You know what? Jack gets onto the Spartan tailgate. He sees one post, and he says, Michigan.
No, if I look at the Michigan message board, I just get the biggest chuckle out of that.
You are the generalizer in the history of the world.
I just look at the Michigan message boards, and I see all these
people. Oh, there's really good sources out there.
Well, I mean, you're on them all the time.
Sam McGuffey was going to rule the world. That experiment failed. Then you had the Boubacar Sissoko was going to be the lockdown corner.
Right.
Will Campbell.
Right.
Hey, what do you think about this? Hey, I got to say, Chris L. Rucker. I thought there's zero tolerance. He was on probation.
He's suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Where's this? What is this deal? He should be gone.
Well, I think he's suspended longer than Kevin Grady.
Well, hold
was,
a second
okay?
here. I'm not saying that's good. What's the deal with this?
He's suspended.
All fairness, I think it comes down to they're letting the justice system actually take part. Do its due diligence. You just can't. You have to have just cause. And while this is going on, he's not playing.
Actually, they're not letting the justice system do its due diligence, because if they did, he'd be in uniform today, like he would be in Ann Arbor, Tom. DeMar Dorsey. By the way,
DeMar Dorsey never suited up for me.
Yeah, much to Rich Rodriguez's disappointment.
Okay, okay.
You know what?
Rico.
I want to say one other thing about the tailgates, Rico.
You should have come in studio, Rico. Then we could have.
I don't know where you parked
2 hours
last week, but we parked about a mile and a half away from the stadium. Okay.
Uh huh.
And on the way there, I mean, there was so much revelry. When we left the press box, and we didn't stick around long after the game, we did interviews and then took off. I thought it was a morgue. I mean, that place just closed up.
You know what? With all the cars leaving very slowly, it did look like a funeral procession.
The world's longest funeral procession, Tom. That's what it was.
It did. It did.
I can't deny it. But you know what? They show up. The student section shows up. At Sparty Stadium over, they don't even show up.
Well, they stayed longer than the coaching staff did, because that coaching staff bailed in the fourth quarter on that punt.
You know what, Tom? They showed up, but at 6 minutes to go into the game, it was like somebody called a bomb threat into the big house.
Well, obviously. I mean, it's not – this is the biggest margin of victory for Michigan State in 43 freaking years. Of course it's hard to stomach.
Well, technically, it was only 2 years ago, because it was a phantom touchdown that they gave you that would have made that 21-point.
And when you talk about hard to stomach, is that another Will Campbell reference? You know, Rico, when we talk about this rivalry.
You're a worse winner than you are a loser.
Well, we haven't as much practice as you've had. You know, the other thing about this rivalry is now I find some other Michigan people developing a real disdain for Michigan State and Mark D'Antonio, the kind you've always had. But now some other people who weren't really willing to admit that Michigan State existed.
Well, good.
Now Michigan State is on the radar. But, you know, I see a real problem, Rico, for Michigan State next year in this game. Everyone says, well, they'll make it 4 in a row. They come back to Spartan Stadium. How in the world is Mark D'Antonio going to get his guys up to play this week? I mean, when they play Michigan, How are they going to be ready for the game?
How did Michigan State do it when they lost 8 in a row in the 70s and 6 in a row in 2000? How did Michigan get up for it? How did they do that, Jack?
Well, they weren't playing a very good team. I'd be the first to tell you that.
And
Michigan State hasn't played a very good team the last 3 years either.
Well, the Big Ten sucks. The whole league sucks. So
no, the Big Ten doesn't. No,
the Big Ten sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Rico, the Big Ten
does not.
Hold on a second, Rico.
As many teams ranked in the top 25 in any conference, and the number one ranked team in the country.
Give me a quality non-conference win to prove credibility. Give it to me. Serve it up.
I can't.
You
and
can't.
It doesn't matter.
Ohio,
I'm telling you what the pollsters
no,
say, and I'm telling you what the BCS say.
Go ahead, Rico.
And Iowa's Ohio a good team, as you're going to find out today, the hard way.
Ohio State over Miami.
What's that?
What about that?
There's one quality victory. One. That's it.
Just one.
There's just one. One. Okay. So that means the Big Ten sucks. Oh, who cares? You know, we all suck. We all suck. You suck. We suck. We all
no,
suck.
No, that's not true. If you've got the number one team in a nation, you've got the number 11 team in a nation, you've got the number 14, 16, 25. Even Michigan is ranked.
Now, I'm watching SEC football. That's real football tonight, baby.
And why do you say that? You know what? The SEC says that every year, and you know what happens?
I love the SEC.
The Big Ten goes into the bowl games, and unless it's Ohio State against Tennessee, LSU, or somebody like that, the Big Ten does just
what conference game did the SEC have this year, Tom?
What's that?
What was the big non-conference win of the SEC?
I don't have it in front of me right now, but
they
better.
Didn't have any.
Oh,
right.
No, there was no. There
what was,
was
it? Alabama.
I don't have.
State.
I don't have it
give
in front
break.
Of me. Jack has this computer, and he makes it sound like he's smart because he's reading stuff off the computer. I don't have that in front of me right now, so I can't do that. I'm on paper.
Bring your computer in. Or buy a computer.
There's no hookup.
The Big Ten is stronger this year. I can say that you have. At least, at least 3-4 teams in the top 25.
Michigan State and five other.
Yeah, you know,
the SEC
was a bad example. The Pac-10 is a good example. Those are quality wins. You make a big deal at Iowa, and well, Arizona beat them. Okay.
Yeah, at Arizona at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah.
If they play
someone's
got
to be on the road. Anyway, okay. Rico, what's going to happen the rest of the way for Michigan State before we let you go?
I think that Michigan State will. I think that they escaped a game that I thought that they were going to lose at the beginning of the season in Wisconsin. Right now, they're poised for double digit victories, and of the remaining teams, it's possible that they could beat all six teams. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go 12-0, but would I be totally surprised? Not really. I think Iowa is the biggest test coming up. Penn State is. You know, they're paper lions right now. They are not the same Penn State team that I think we've seen over the last 5-6 years.
Oh, yeah, they almost lost to Temple.
I think that the game today may be the second toughest game that Michigan State will face for the rest of the season. And the only other game is Iowa. So
oh, absolutely, because the Big Ten sucks.
Michigan sucks. This is a typical Michigan fan, Rico. Just because their team sucks, they think their entire league sucks.
I know. The Big
no, just look in the mirror and just keep it confined to your school and your city. You'll be just fine.
Right? Why do y'all Michigan fan always have to worry about Michigan State? No, we'll be fine. The Big Ten is going to be very competitive. But if you are continuing to play 103 defense in Ann Arbor, I see a very long year and another collapse. You know what, Jack? You know what it's showing me?
What?
That after they just get so hyped for the Michigan game, and then the rest of their season doesn't matter. They just collapse at the end of the season every year.
Well, and we've seen that with Michigan the last few years. You know, the story used to be that Michigan State would not react well to the Michigan game, win or lose. But under Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State's played very well after the Michigan game. It's won every time.
I believe it.
Michigan has gone in the toilet after that game.
Well, they haven't been very good the last 3 years. That's not even doing Michigan State. They're just losing to everybody. Lost to Toledo. Lost, you know, what can I say? Anyway, I appreciate you being on the show with us. Love the banter, Rico, and look forward to having you on real soon again.
And you know what, Tom? I'm going to send you that photograph of Campbell on the field, and next time I'm going to come in studio.
All right. I want you in studio. Okay, Rico, you're the man. I love that guy. He's my favorite guest.
Rico Beard. I thought Angelique was your favorite.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Sorry, Angelique.
By the way, I saw Angelique last week in the press box.
You did.
I told her what a great job she did, and mm-hmm. she just thought I was being patronizing. I said, Angelique, come on. You are number one on our list. She didn't believe it. All right. We will be right back with much, much more. Give us a call, 393-3700, 393-3700, open line, or you can follow us online at 1320WILS.com. Jack and Tom Show.